Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us, and we're going to take a look at these markets, and we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to take a look at these livestock futures. And, livestock kind of had a rough day yesterday, lower across the board.
Yes, it did, Dave. We saw the cattle complex give back part of Monday's gains as they traded and closed negative. The only positive thing was we did manage to close off the lows of the session. Now, we also have seen the fact that as of the end of May, U.S. beef imports are running 36% above a year ago levels, with the largest amount of imports coming to the U.S. from Australia. Now, we also seen the choice box beef price the past 4 days have a total loss of $9.52, and the selects have dropped $8.53 in that time period. Yesterday, choice box beef was down $2.69. Selects were down $3.27 on a total movement of 196 loads. The daily cattle slaughter yesterday estimated at 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 35 cents. Now, yesterday's close saw August live cattle 15 cents lower, August feeders down 22 cents, and July lean hogs were 55 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we look at these grain futures, quite the opposite from the livestock, as grains had a great day, particularly those wheat futures.
That's exactly right, Dave. Our wheat saw the second straight session of double-digit gains, both in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. The soybeans also enjoyed double-digit gains yesterday, and the corn futures also closed on a positive note. Now, the upside was tied mostly to fund short covering and the execution of buy stops on the way up. There was no real fresh fundamental reasons behind yesterday's rally. We did also see yesterday the June dollar index. It closed down $1.59 and had its lowest trade of the past seven sessions. Now, trading overnight in the grains has seen mixed price action and light trading volume. At the moment, July KC wheat's down a quarter of a penny. July corn's down a penny. July soybeans are trading 3 cents lower. July cotton's up 15 points. July crude oil, 92 cents lower. The June dollar index is 35 cents higher, and June Dow Jones futures holding 91 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. I enjoyed the visit. We'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.